Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a loafer is always glad when Monday comes. He has another whole week to loaf. We're happy that you're listening to Bible Meditations. We appreciate very much your listening, and we're hopeful that you gain much by a study of God's Word. All right, let's return now. We were discussing a statement made by the Apostle Paul as he wrote to the church of Corinth. This is the first chapter of the first letter that he wrote unto this congregation. Remember, these are people that Paul has taught. They obeyed the gospel. They believed and were baptized, thus became children of God, and then began serving God. However, they had some things they needed to correct, some things they needed to straighten up. And so Paul wrote to exhort them in regard to the things they needed to do better and to help them as they overcame some of the things that were their problems. Now, in chapter 1 and verse 10, Paul says, "I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing." While the religious world tells us it is impossible for all of us to speak the same thing, I have an idea Paul knew more about that than the religious world about us. I believe that it's possible for us to all speak the same thing. The reason is the Lord would not instruct Paul to write to the church of Corinth and to urge them to speak the same thing if that were not a possibility. It also makes a mockery of a prayer that Jesus offered in John 17, verses 20 and 21. Jesus said, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for all of them who believe on me through their words, that they may be one, Father, as thou art in me and I in thee, that they may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." That's not hard to look at what Jesus was praying about. Jesus was praying for unity among religious people. But it's a mockery to say Jesus prayed for unity, but we can't have it. There's no way that we can be united. Well, very obviously, there is a way that unity can exist. That unity can exist if we all speak the same thing. We've already mentioned in previous lessons, in 1 Peter 4 and verse 11, that if any man speaks, he must speak as the oracles of God. We're not at liberty in religious matters to just say anything that we want to. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not in favor of forcing people to speak as the oracles of God. There are some people who are not going to do it. And I'm not favoring using force or whatever is necessary to make them say what we believe they need to be saying. However, that doesn't mean that God has given blanket approval for every man to say just anything he wants to say in religious matters. We were not given liberty to speak other than the oracles of God. So in 2 John 9 through 11, John says, "If we stay, do not transgress the doctrine of Christ, we have both the Father and the Son." Well, what happens if we transgress the doctrine of Christ? Well, we have neither the Father nor the Son. Yes, we can do that if that's our choice, but that doesn't mean that God has said, "Well, it's all right. You do whatever you want to in religious matters." While the world grants us that kind of freedom, and God indeed does not advocate that we force people to believe what we believe, that doesn't mean that God says, "Therefore, I'll just let you do what you want to do, and when judgment comes, you'll be judged according to whatever you decided you wanted to do in religious matters." Could you imagine the confusion at judgment if every person is judged by his own standard? whatever he wants to do. I remember reading in the Bible, this is the book of Revelation, chapter 20 and verse 12, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by the things that were written in the books. That passage just simply means this: God will judge us by his word. We'll have that book opened in the day of judgment. We'll not have people coming along and saying, well, I didn't live by the Bible. I had my own view, and so I want to be found acceptable because I followed my own view. Well, that's not the way judgment is pictured. In fact, Jesus, in John chapter 12 and verse 48, says this: He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Now you can fuss with the words of Christ and decide not to listen to them. That's perfectly within your power. But when judgment comes, that doesn't mean the Lord's just going to dismiss what he has said. For instance, Jesus said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now you can fuss with that if you want to. There are people who come along and spend the most of their time trying to prove that you don't have to do what Jesus said you must do. And while they spend all of their time in proving that you have value, even though you have not done what the Lord said, even though they fuss with that, do they expect in judgment for the Lord to say, well, I said he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but you don't have to go by that. You just do whatever you want to do, and that's what you did during life, and therefore it's all right. Well, I think we're all aware of the fact that that's not the way God will deal with us. His word is the standard of right and wrong. But now let's get back to this idea of speaking the same thing. Are we divided religiously because every man is speaking the same thing and it all came from the Bible? I hear people saying something like this. Have you ever heard this? Oh, you can prove anything by the Bible. Well, I wonder if that would be a compliment if someone said, you can prove anything by that person. Well, what that is simply a condemnation of the person. If you say you can prove anything by him, that would mean that he has no regard for what's right or wrong. He'll just go along with anything. Well, is that what we're saying about God? That God will confirm and will be the product that brings about that kind of division among religious people? Oh, friends, that isn't true. God cannot be used in that way. It is not true that you can test any doctrine and all of them will come out all right, proving anything by the Bible. That just simply is not the truth. But when somebody comes along and says, well, I want to do what I want to do religiously, yeah, I'm not going to argue with that. I'm sure that that's the case. But the question is not whether that's what people want to do. The question is, will God overlook what he has said just because someone chose not to follow what God has said? Are we divided over what God said, or is the division over what men have said, but not, and they've added their ideas, not what God has said? Let me illustrate that this way. The Bible says on one occasion, you remember the 8th chapter of the book of John, that there was a woman there guilty of adultery and Jesus wrote on the ground. Now, if we were to ask the question, did Jesus write on the ground? Everybody would agree. If we would say, what did he write? Then we'll be divided because the Bible doesn't answer it. You see, the division is not what God said. The division is what we say in addition to the Word of God. Please be with us again tomorrow. We remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.